Pakistan's former Prime Minister Imran Khan has been given another bail by a court hearing terrorism charges against him. His earlier bail was due to expire on Monday. The case is related to a speech that Khan gave in August in which he accused police and a judge of torturing one of his aides. Let's go live now to Islamabad. Al Jazeera's Kamal Haider is outside the court. So what's likely to happen now, Kamal?
Well, legal experts were of the opinion that his bail may be confirmed and that the police may be restrained from arresting him. However, the case was adjourned. This was the third appearance of the former Prime Minister Imran Khan before the anti-terrorist court, and now he will be obliged to appear again on the 20th of September. Of course, his legal experts have been saying that the charges leveled against him do not constitute terrorism, and that therefore the government's charges are frivolous against Imran Khan. He, of course, has also been appearing in the contempt of court case, and that at a time when his popularity is sky high. He's been holding large rallies across the country, and is also due to announce his next plan of action, which will include protests across the country. But legal procedures in Pakistan are normally cumbersome, they take time, and his lawyers, of course, are still confident that they will be able to get confirmation of bail, because right now the former Prime Minister is on interim bail, and that means that he must get permanent bail so that he can get some relief. So indeed, all eyes will now be on the anti-terrorist court situated behind me, heavy security presence again, and that includes paramilitary forces, the police forces, and anti-riot units, as supporters of Imran Khan were shouting slogans in his favor. So indeed, dramatic developments, but people have to wait in Pakistan to see what happens in the next hearing.
Al Jazeera's Kamal Haider reporting live there from Islamabad. Many thanks indeed, Kamal.